Welcome back to Channel 9 Live. I'm your host, Anthony Bartolo, Senior Cloud Advocate here at Microsoft Ignite, and I'm joined by the Microsoft Learn team. Gentlemen, nice to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So quick introductions, if you please.
My name is Mark Smith. I'm a program manager on the Microsoft Learn team, as well as Xamarin University.
Yeah, and my name is Bob Tabor. I'm a senior program manager on the Microsoft Learn team.
And my name is Adrian Stevens. I'm a senior content developer on the Microsoft Learn team.
So Microsoft Learn, what is it? How can the technology community take advantage of it?
Well, we're really excited because Microsoft Learn represents a new opportunity for Microsoft to be able to consolidate our learning assets in one place. You know, historically, we've had things scattered all over the place, and much like Docs just a few years ago, where we kind of integrated and pulled everything together to make it easier for people to find the information they're looking for, we're doing the same thing for our training assets so that you can find the information you're looking for to be able to learn how to use our products.
And in regards to training assets, what are the sessions on? Like, what is it? Is it for one audience? Is it, what is the span in terms of what it covers?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, so we started off with 60 modules, primarily Azure, although we branched out a little bit from that. And in the coming months, you're going to see all the groups start pouring content into this platform. But we start off with 80 hours of content. The content is unique from other things that we've done in the past, where maybe we've had like hours and hours of reading tutorials or hours and hours of long-form video content like Microsoft Virtual Academy, these eight-hour courses. And those are good, but, I create those courses, and
right.
Even I'm a little bit bored watching them after a while. So, what we try to do is a mixed modality where you've got some text, some videos, some quiz questions, some hands-on right there in the browser, and this is kind of unique for the Azure content. We have the Azure CLI, so we'll give you the instructions, the bash commands to spin up a VM, resize the VM, spin up a web server, and then we check your work, and if you did it, we give you an achievement, and we give you a URL that you can show off on LinkedIn or on Twitter to show the world what you've accomplished.
So let's dive into that. So how does that work? So I'll go onto the site, I'll log in, and I'll see the module, deploying IoT devices. Let's go through that. When I'm doing the labs, am mm-hmm. I bringing up separate windows? Am I logging into my Azure subscription? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question. We tried to make this as frictionless as possible. So the idea was we would have a set of instructions. And, historically, when you have training, you'll go through some content, and often, the person who built the training, it works on their machine,
right.
With their configuration. But when I try it on my machine, I have slightly different configuration,
right.
And I need just a little bit different instructions. So with this portal, what we've done is we've actually integrated the interactive piece right into the instructions itself. So as you're going through it, we're providing the subscription. You don't need to pay for Azure. In fact, you don't even need an Azure account. You sign up for a free account with the Docs site.
Oh, awesome.
And we put you into an Azure subscription. And so Microsoft incurs all the cost of all the things that you do. And you do them right there inside the browser page so that the instructions that you're working through are exactly tailored to what's there. You don't need development tools. You don't need to install any software. It's all right there. And you can actually go through these instructions to create virtual machines, to try out Cosmos DB, to do IoT work. And so we've just got a breadth of material that's available that you can kind of work through. It's really, really cool.
So the format itself then is hands-on labs through instruction. Is there also video integrated?
Well, that's a loaded question. You know the answer to that. You were featured on a couple of the videos.
Though,
you were gracious enough to help us out with that.
Yeah.
Many of the cloud developer advocates are featured in our videos.
Yeah, I was told I don't blink, apparently.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
there's apparently a drinking game into how many times they say plethora.
Oh, no, I haven't heard about this
yeah,
yet. Okay.
Yeah, that's a couple other videos I've done. So
we've learned a lot about video through the years and what works and what doesn't work. And one of the things that we found out is that, some people are very passionate and love to learn with video, and some people just avoid it. So we try to keep the video to mostly conceptual content.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we wanted to make a human connection. So we
right.
had our best presenters, our cloud developer advocates, and then we added animations to tell the story of a particular technology in motion. And we put a lot of polish on it, and hopefully everybody enjoys that. But they're meant to break up the long form text and to punctuate ideas inside of the training.
So now, how does this work with the community in terms of interaction? So you have all these hours of content that's on here. So awesome that you guys did this and launched it at Ignite so that people can start learning. And there's a booth, if you're here at Ignite, there is a booth just down the way that you can actually go and get your head start.
Yeah.
I lucked out. I actually got two of the Docs plushies with
nice.
The claw.
Wow.
I don't know how I did that.
That's
I was
amazing.
Like, they both came out, so my daughters are going to be like, happy, which is awesome.
You need the little badges now to put on them. Did you see those?
I did not see those.
There's even a red shirt badge.
Yes.
You got to have that.
Scott Goo's going to love that one. Yeah, no, that's awesome. I thought it was just the badge was on. I didn't know they came off. So you have this fantastic area out there. What are you doing in terms of interacting with the community with this solution to future reiterations or future advancements of this platform?
Well, that's a really great question, and it's probably a very long-form answer, but what I'll say for starters is we're building the content to align with, first of all, Microsoft certifications.
Right.
Which means that, you know, we're training you not just for job skills, not just for things you want to learn and can apply to your job today, but also for that, you know, the long game, for, you know, working towards that next step in your career, whether that's advancing your current position or maybe even working towards a new job. And in terms of, you know, broader community engagement, I mean, of course, it's all free.
Right.
That's the great thing. It's free. There's almost no requirement. You need a web browser. Everything is there for you. And it's really making it accessible to learners everywhere. And that's not just here, that's globally. And that includes, you know, localization. We're translating, I think, to
19
languages.
Yeah.
So a lot of that's in process, but that'll come very soon. And really just, opening up. And then our goal now is to bring in, you know, as Bob said, we've got over 8 hours of content. And we're trying to bring in content for really all technologies that...
We've already started working with a bunch of groups that have shown a lot of interest. And then obviously having a booth here and it popping on the scene, we've got PMs from all groups coming to us and saying, this kind of popped up out of nowhere. Yeah. How do we get involved?
How do we get into this?
It's very exciting.
Right. And we're really excited even about just the thought process that went into this. You know, technology is changing at such a quick pace. And the things that we did even a year ago, you know, now there are new ways of doing things. And we need to keep up with that. And so the training needs to keep up with that as well. And we realize people don't have 2 weeks, you know, to devote to an on-site training where they can sit and work through a, you know, a bunch of classes. So these modules are all designed to give you really short, you know, easily consumable pieces of training so that you can get through one of these modules in 45 minutes, you know, and learn, and then stop and go and do some other tasks.
Oh, it does have that. Okay,
yeah.
That's awesome.
And that way you can come back. You can come back later and continue, you know, with your learning. And we've built them structured, as you can see, as learning paths so that you can actually walk through a structured way of learning whatever the product is that you need to know. And we've built it so that you've got different roles. So you can come into the system and say, well, I'm a solutions architect, and I need to learn how to architect Azure solutions. Or I'm a developer, and I want to learn how to take advantage of Cosmos DB. Or I'm an administrator, and I want to learn how to you know, administer things in the cloud and take them from an on-prem and move them up to the cloud. And so you can select the role that you're in, and we'll actually tailor the content to fit what you need.
I find that interesting, right? So you have the select your role and you have that guidelines in terms of the path. What I've also seen here at Ignite is I'm an IoT advocate or I'm a database administrator, but I see this booth on machine learning and cognitive services.
Mm-hmm.
I don't code, but I'm interested in learning about that. Tell us a little bit about, you know, the ability to, even though this is your role, you're not limited to just that. You can go off and learn pretty much whatever you're interested or passionate about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that actually almost opens up to a slightly broader topic in that, you know, technology is moving really quickly. And this is actually a primary driver
right.
for why we need this platform. You know, we talk about how, you know, several years ago, you might invest in a technology. You might spend 6 months, a year, 2 years mastering something and then apply it to your role for years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not seeing those patterns as often now. Now
right.
things are so quick, you know, especially with the cloud. Technology changes, there are updates, and we need a platform where you can go in, get your hands on something, learn something, and then practice it, and give you the skills that you can now apply to your job today and tomorrow. And so, and part of that means that, yes, you can now go in and not just learn the things that you're maybe working on today, but, you know, that role for tomorrow. You want
right.
to learn about IoT. You want to learn about machine learning. And as Mark said, you know, it's chunked. We're aiming for, you know, 45 to 60 minutes, which means that you're not investing a huge amount of time. Jump in over lunch. Learn a new technology.
Yep.
Right.
All
this,
free.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt.
Jump in.
This great book. It's a series of books. Every year this author puts it out called Non-Obvious. And in Non-Obvious 2018, the author identified micro-learning as a massive trend that's going on in our society. And micro-learning is basically being able to find those gray moments in your life to spend 5 or 10 minutes a day to study something. And if you put in just 5 minutes a day on anything, that's 30 hours over the course of a year. That's almost a full week of, you know, on-site training just by sticking 5 minutes in. So if we could put 15 minutes, that's 2 weeks of training. That's 80 hours worth of training. You can do that with this platform because you can do a little work and jump off and start right back where you left off from. Right.
So what I'm going to say is if you're here at Ignite, start your journey on Microsoft Learn, right, at the kiosk over there. You know, start asking the questions, start checking it out. Take the 15 minutes to do that, start your journey, meet up with the three of you, and share your passions and learn together.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely.
And if even if you're not here at Ignite, you can go to docs.com/learn or microsoft.com/learn, and you can start your journey today.
Multiple ways to get there,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Everybody, thank you very much for coming on the show today. Stay tuned for the next segment.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.